Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, Fountain of Living Waters podcast listeners. And I'm so excited to see this new year. And if you're listening to me right now, it means you are also part of 2022. Happy New Year, guys. Happy New Year. And I wish you the best of it. I wish you a lovely New Year to come. So guys, I run your host, Odushola Kagbeni, and I like to be called Daughter of Zion. So I'll quickly go into today's topic, which is New Year resolution crisis. And you know guys, this topic came as a result of the repeated question I get during the end of the year, and people were like, oh, it's this time of the year where people start writing New Year resolutions, and same old pattern, you can like do all of it, you just do probably like 4 out of 20, and it's not a progress, you know, it's not. And people are writing new ones, they're making New Year resolutions, and they're saying, oh, this year I want to be this year I want to be that, this year I don't want to do this year I want to be better at this. And it's all good, you're making these plans, you know, it's all good, it's best you're making these plans. But on this podcast today, I'll be sharing you 4 insights. Number 1 is why you couldn't achieve last year plans. Number 2 is why you might not achieve this year plans. Okay, I'm not being how would I put it? I'm not like trying to say anything negative, but I'm just trying to state facts. Now, I'll also say what went wrong with your plans last year. And lastly, who should you talk to about your plans for this year? So guys, let's go. Number one reason why you couldn't achieve last year plans was inconsistency. Okay, I know sometimes we have this big plans, you know, want to do bigger things, you know, want to do mighty things, and it gets tiring at a point. So we're inconsistent. So probably you say, okay, let me start off something little. I want to drink a glass of water every 3 hours, and after like 6 months you get tired, you're like, oh, it's not easy. And you start for like 1 month and you continue after like 2 months, and inconsistency, it was actually was will not make you achieve your full plan for the year. Number 2 is procrastination. You know, a wise man once said procrastination is actually different from laziness. Procrastination is knowing, oh, I have to do this thing, but I'm scared I might not do it well, so I extend the date. Okay, I said I'll do it tomorrow because I know it's something I have to do. Now, procrastination is actually 8 out of 10, is anything like that, and a killer of dreams. You know, when you procrastinate and procrastinate and procrastinate, you get tired of it. You just push it away one way or the other. So if you can try not to procrastinate, do it now. That should be your motto for the year. Do it now. If you have a plan, do it now. Start now. Or don't say, I have a business idea, I will just see how it goes, you know, probably before the end of June, something will come up. Whatever you have in your head, start writing them down. Start making plans, start doing the process, start saying it out, start doing something. Don't procrastinate. Number 2 is, number 3 rather, is lack of enough knowledge and resources. You know, some of us just have these mind-blowing plans, and we have little knowledge. Even the Bible said, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. Knowledge is important. Knowledge is key. Okay? If you're going to do anything, you need to have enough foundation about what you're doing. Okay? You have this big plan. You have this mind-blowing idea. Learn more. Learn things about it. Okay, probably you want to go to a school, institution where you want to become a marriage coach or marriage therapist. Start learning from somewhere. Okay, don't just wait till you get to the school for you start learning. Start learning from anything. They have resources online, they have materials online, you know. Start learning something. Number 4 is lack of encouragement and support. So most people actually dump their dreams, their goals for last year because it was little or no encouragement and support. And trust me, I know how it feels when you do so much and you get little encouragement and support. So guys, I actually like give a solution to all of this, but this is one reason why most of us couldn't achieve our last year plans. And moving on, I call this unbalanced foundation. You know, in the sense that you're not really sure, like your ground on why you started making these plans was fixed on something that can easily shake in. You don't really have this strong confidence of your plan. Probably you want to like get your first 10 million in 2022, and you're like, would I get this money? Would I not? Maybe. I'm not really sure, but I'm gonna try. So you see, all of that is what I call the unbalanced foundation. Your foundation right there is not balanced, it's not strong. So anything that comes to you, we immediately without thinking twice. So if you're saying, oh man, I might, you know, I will try, you know, I'll just see what I can do. Anything negative that comes your way is gonna sweep you off your feet at once. So guys, that was one thing that couldn't make us achieve our last year plan. Lastly, for the first insight, is lack of determination. So guys, when you don't have this determination to fulfill these plans, it's mainly just a waste of time, honestly, because I've had so much plans this past year, and I'm so sure if I didn't have any determination to work these plans out, it wasn't going to work. It's never, because so many challenges came and I was like, I have to do this, because at that point I was so determined. But I saw some plans I had, I was like, I don't know, I wasn't so strong about it, and trust me, those plans failed. So if you are not so determined about your plan, I don't know what's gonna happen. So moving on, I move to the next segment, which is why we might not achieve this year plans. So I know most of us already have plans, definitely. We already have so many plans, like, oh, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that, I said it down. But one thing that might not make you achieve this plan is when you make unrealistic plans for this year. Now, I tweeted something and I said, oh, most people want to compete with Elon Musk this year. Oh yes, and they've never competed with Dangote, the richest person in your community. You don't even know him. You've not competed with him. So like, we're moving too fast ahead of ourselves. But it's good to make big plans. Make big plans. I'm an expert in making big plans, honestly. But let them be realistic. Start from somewhere. Okay. Number two is hoping the plans works out themselves. Oh no. Most of us just write the plan and like, I believe God that this thing's gonna work. I believe, and we make nothing, no move at all. We just leave it on paper. Come on, it's not gonna work out the paper by himself. You have to do something. Three is staying in your comfort zone. No. If you're gonna do something mighty, you have to leave your comfort zone. If you're gonna do something incredible, something mind-blowing, you have to leave your comfort zone. Or the place you're so comfortable at, that you're so rested, you have to leave it. Number four, yes, the next one is not thinking outside your knowledge box. Now, if you have this mindset of how things should be, trust me, you'll be limited to that mindset. But if you're thinking outside your knowledge box, which I call it, you think differently, you see differently, you envision things differently. And one way you can actually do that is by exposing yourself to so many resourceful materials, or go online, read books. This year, read a lot of books. That's one way you can be ahead of your peers. Read a lot of books, watch inspiring messages, listen to great men, listen to people, go on expositions, go on seminars, go on anything you can go that can make you learn. Expose yourself to different things. If you want to travel, I know of someone that planned this year to travel. Oh yes, and I totally agree with her. If she wants to travel, like, 12 months in 2022, or baby grind. Just make sure you have your priorities right. And traveling is one thing she likes, probably for photography or anything. Just go outside your knowledge box, okay? Now, moving on, the next thing is, one thing that might not allow us to achieve the plans for this year is because of the same thing, same old pattern. Funny enough, we have this almost the same resolution almost every year, one particular thing. Like, it's just, we just modify it, okay? Now, if you're doing the same thing, change the pattern. Just change how you do it. Okay, you want to, as I said earlier on, you want to drink a cup of water every 33 hours, okay? So it's just best you probably get an app that reminds you, talk to a friend, just change how you do it. Lastly, for this segment, is lack of documentation. So if you're going to have plans for this year, please write them down. Please do write them down. If you're going to be in a sticky notes all over your house, just make sure you see them every day. Don't write them and keep them in your bags. Trust me, that was one big mistake I made. I have my plans for this year, but the book in which I wrote it, or the journal, was so far away from me. So I really see that book. I really see when I'm searching for something. So make sure the book you see always, if possible, stick it to your computer or something. So you see that, okay, you have goals, you have plans for this year. Quickly, the last segment for this episode is what went wrong with my plans last year. I'm going to make this personal as possible. Now, what went wrong and I was able to correct it, or how I feel I'm going to be able to correct it this year. Number one is, when I make unrealistic plans last year, this year I really want to make realistic plans. I'm going to start small, I'm going to aim big. It's a process. When I'm going through my process, I'll make sure I never skip anyone. I'll start from stage one. Because if you skip any process, trust me, you are going to repeat that cycle. I'm saying it out of experience. Number three is, tell a trusted person or guardian. Trust me, you need to be accountable to someone. I have a podcast, I think I can't remember the episode, titled Be Accountable. You need to listen to it. Tell a trusted person. You need to be accountable to someone. Moving on, write your plans and make it known in a place that you can see it. Don't write it in a journal, keep it in your cupboard. You will not remember. So, moving on, start little and encourage yourself when you do. When you make progress, encourage yourself, take yourself on a treat. You're doing good, you're doing great. Tell God about your plans and goals. Do not leave God out of this. Trust me. Most of our plans, we just, oh, I want this, I want that, I want this, I want so many things. And most of us don't even know what God wants for us. So please ask God what He wants for you this year. Take note of what went wrong when you failed last year, and how you can make things right. Whatever happened last year, sit down, meditate, go on a retreat, think about what went wrong, how you can make it right, so you don't make that same mistake this year. And lastly, God and a trusted person alone is whom you should share your plans with. So many of us share our plans without even that result. The world wants to see results, but still, you have a process to go through. So talk to God, talk to a trusted person, and I can assure you, if you follow all of this, your goal for 2022 is a success. Thank you guys for listening to this podcast. I'm so excited to be in this year, 2022. I have so many new year plans and goals, and I also follow this pattern. I call it pattern. Maybe the advice. Anything, but I think I'm going to try it out. I believe it's going to work for me. I believe it's going to work for you if you follow it carefully and listen to it all over and all over again. So you can save it on your phone. If you want me to send you the audio, just save it and listen to it. once in a while. It's going to really help you a lot. And with this, I say thank you for being part of my 2021. I really appreciate everyone that's been listening to me, those that have been giving feedback, those that have been asking questions, those that have been asking, telling me what they want this year for the episode, and those that have been helping me improve my podcast, those that have been supporting us financially and not financially. And we really appreciate all of you, and we wish to see more of you 2022. Thank you so much. I wish you a happy new year and prosperous year. Bye.